If you need a little bit of a kick, well, let's get that from Rick Mirabella, runners.com. He is our health and wellness expert. And mobility we're talking about this morning, Steve, which always seems a little problematic when I'm getting up at 3:30 in the morning, throwing the old legs out of the bed, I tell you.
Do you boys need a kick this morning? You feeling good?
Yeah, oh, we're feeling great. I think after the show I'm going home. I feel that good.
Yeah, we may have had a drink or two on Friday night to farewell Daniel Brewer, who's leaving to head to Bundaberg. So we may have.
Hey, life's about balance, great man. You've got to have a go sometimes, don't you?
Well, I had bugger all balance, but at the end of the night, I tell you, I could hardly stand up. But that's another story.
it's good stories, though. Very funny. But no, mobility, look, it's one of those things. People, again, it's like fitness, isn't it? Like mobility, which is just again, lack of flexibility and stuff. Doesn't have to be the muscle either, guys. Like further up the back and these kind of things. So in an age where all we do is sit, pretty much, and we spoke about steps so often, don't we?
Yeah.
The sitting, it's actually the sitting that is more dangerous than even, say, something like smoking. So the fact that we're in this habit of just sitting all day long now. So we sit at work, we sit to drive, we sit when we get home. And it's that lack of mobility throughout, higher up the chain, so higher up the body, the lower hips, the back, the lower back, the mid-back, and the upper back and neck, that is really having some issues further down the body. So that's when people really start to get genuine foot and knee issues. And they think, well, what have I done? I haven't done anything different. Well, you've been sitting for the last 15 years. So, again, we're the great adapters, human beings. There's always ways we can change these things, but it just got to start. You've got to start somewhere. Now, even setting your alarm for, you know, we said set your alarm to get up and walk. Set your alarm to go lower back, get the YouTube stretches on some lower back and upper back stuff every 90 minutes at the office, because it's got to start somewhere, otherwise it'll just never change.
Yeah.
And tell someone like Robbo that mobility of the jaw doesn't count, because it never stops.
Definitely. Unfortunately, I wish it did. I'd be rich too, but it doesn't count at all, mate. It's just the middle back, upper back, and hips are really, really bloody important for the next 80 years, I promise, because you can't just let these things just tighten up week on week, year on year. But again, we can change it. Today's a Monday. It's the best day to change, isn't it? So, again, 30-second stretches. You don't have to do these 20-minute. You don't have to turn yourself into a yogi, okay? It's just 30 seconds a few times a day, 40 seconds a few times a day. And, again, small incremental changes make a big, big difference. But the thing is, you can't go a week without doing it. Okay, so a couple of times a day, and YouTube's great, mate. Look, we live in an age where if you don't know, you don't have to go to your local physio, and then you can just YouTube some stuff and just start there.
Yeah, well, I surprised myself. I kept my phone with me yesterday just around the property, just working with sheep and things, and I got to 9,900 steps. So
good numbers.
Good numbers, but it's just like that was just literally doing runaround things. Mm. It wasn't setting out to get the 10,000. If I'd looked before I went to bed, I would have done the further 16 steps to get to 10,000.
Just walk to the bathroom and back. But that kind of stuff, mate, that's really good. And I think your property, Steve-O, and that kind of stuff really does, it's a bit of a throwback, I guess, to the older days where we had to, as human beings, we had to move and do things and really manually do stuff. So you're probably averaging close to 10,000 every day when you're on that property. And that's really important to remember, that a lot of human beings in this day and age haven't got that kind of land, haven't got that kind of boost. We've got to force that into our day somewhere. We're living in the age of comfort, and comfort isn't our friend, unfortunately. Our ancestors didn't have comfort. And they were much more physically well. I know we've got amazing medicines and amazing science these days. It's great, but we have to still do our part. We have to move. We have to keep mobile, agile, supple, and of course strong and robust. So your farm and your property, mate, is a godsend, I'd suggest, as you probably already know.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Rick, it's always good to chat, and always good to get a bit of a kickstart on a Monday morning. Appreciate your time. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will, mate. And, oh, boys, four words, hair of the dog.
I think we're all right now. I think, you know, Steve's still sweating a bit over there, but I think I'm doing all right. All right, mate, listen, take care, Rick. Talk to you next week.
Have a good day.
You too. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. He is the man.